This is a session with Bob Carolyn Ion, being recorded at 12:50, being recorded on January 7th, copyright 2017, all rights reserved for dobstom.com, and we're starting at 12:55 p.m. Hawaii time. Greetings, Ion.
Hello.
Hello, Ion. Were you sending me music last night, or was that JW?
That was us. It's for your show tonight. You do a show on Saturdays.
Yes.
It's really good sometimes.
Did you send me music at the time you knew I was getting ready to send my stuff to...
Yes, because you never seem to send it the right way. And then you say you give some honor and pillage to us, paying not less than 90,000 YouTubes, and you pay three. And to give all glory, laud, and honor that Ion's been worshipped and deified once again with three out of 99 million.
All right, well, try and send them earlier, not when I'm just sending, because then I had to take time to, to type them up. And
oh,
I
well, bless your heart. You were so busy, we know. But why don't you use the one that was from last week, this week? What would be wrong with that? You have all week to do it, Bob.
Yeah, that's true.
They all apply. They don't ever go away, do they?
No.
If you were really good, you could make a playlist for somebody that they could enjoy, a playlist of our selections. That'd be fun, too. I guess you want us to do that, too, don't you?
Yeah. which JW are you coming through?
Four.
All right. Okay, you ready, Carolyn? Here we go. We started, right, Carolyn? So Carolyn can take over. Thank you, Ion. We'll let Carolyn ask.
Yeah, we'll make the damn bed.
Yep. I'm going to make the bed.
Hi, Ion. Hi, Ion.
Hey, darling. How are you today?
Very excellent. Thank you.
Good. Have you started watching the OA yet?
Yeah, but of course I don't like it, but I'll have to wander through.
No. It's just slow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very slow and very paranoid and very negative and very yucky. But I watch
not
it.
Not so much. Not really so much. Now, you have to look at the perspective. Look at the perspective a little bit. Well, let's ask this question. Tell us the part where you are, too.
I'm just at the part where the blonde drug dealer hoodlum is, slightly confronting the gay choir singer, and I stop there. I just imagine, he's going to beat him up or something. No.
It's not like that. Okay, that's right. You're the part that drug you in because you're like, first of all, you watch it for a long time, and then it starts. You're like, crap, I've been watching this for an hour, and it's just now begun. And then now it'll start to pick up, and you'll start to be logical. The medical is huge. It's huge.
The
medical is huge. It is unbelievable huge. It actually is going to apply what you kind of already know. And it's also going to change your perspective.
Yeah. Okay. I said I was.
Once you get into about three, it'll be okay. See, Bob would have blown his brains out already. He couldn't take it.
He watched it all.
I watched it all. I finished it last night. I didn't blow my brains out.
We told him not to do it. Well,
Don't
you spoil it. Don't you spoil it.
No, he wouldn't.
Go ahead, Carolyn.
Does Holeopathic, which is the name of our company, does Holeopathic refer to the making of the tiny note?
No.
Do you have anything?
Because it was eaten up.
Because it was too tiny?
No, it was. Remember that was the wormwood in the gall. It was swallowed. Remember when it put it in his belly and it was sour?
No, I'm not getting that.
The tiny note was consumed.
Does Bob know that?
Yes, of course. It was the gall. It made his belly bitter.
Oh.
Is it in the gall, G-O-L-D?
Gall, gallbladder, bile, bitter.
The
tiny note was
wormwood.
Bitterness.
No, when it was eaten, it was soured in his stomach.
Why was the tiny note chart eaten?
Bob, that was in the rewrite. Don't you remember?
No. Why was it written?
or eaten.
So it could be obfuscated.
Does obfuscated mean obsolete?
Yes.
Okay. So,
the little book. Question? Don't you remember the little book?
Yeah.
Well, that's
nobody
the one
said
that
it was obfuscated.
But it was eaten.
Okay. Go ahead, Carolyn.
There was an Eden thing there.
And holeopathic is our term we made up, and you're asking if it means anything?
Yeah, we have that. It's one of our questions.
Oh, so it is eaten, so there is no more holeopathic process, which is a term in the chart.
All right.
Okay,
like that.
We don't use it.
Consumed.
Okay.
Consumed. Where are my notes? Oh, my gosh. What have I done? Okay.
Revelations 10, 1 through 11, Carolyn.
Revelation 10. I took the little scroll from the angel's hand and ate it. It tasted as sweet as honey in my mouth, but when I had eaten it, my stomach turned sour. Mm-hmm. Then I was told, you must prophesy again about many peoples, nations, languages, and kings. So
I remember that.
Yeah. So there was a bitterness that meant the job wasn't done, something like that, Ion?
Well, it wasn't finished. See, we were coming up on the edge of the seventh trumpet, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Two visions, duality.
Not quite done yet, Bob.
I seemed to imply the other day that Donald Trump is part of the second coming.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a good, strong comer. Yes, he is. He's good. Mm-hmm.
Good comer?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the second coming happens after or during the seventh trumpet?
Yes. Clothed with a cloud.
So the cloud, you've taken over the cloud, create a new cloud. That's happening now. Trump's in. So we're getting ready for things to happen, what might be called the second coming.
Mm-hmm. And see, the revelation lays out the angels having different degrees of strength.
Right, and we're moving into the tribulation?
Well, don't you think so? I mean, people are sort of getting shot in the head, Bob. What do you think? They are just kind of falling by the wayside, 10,000 here, 5,000 here. And before, if two people had died in Chicago, it would have been a big front-page news. And now thousands die. Nobody even seems to care.
Right, so the guy who shot people up, I think it was at a Florida airport?
That's Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah. So what prompted him? What made him, what was
nothing
his agenda?
To do. Bored.
He checked, so he decided
he checked to kill his plane, checked his gun at the airport, flew with it, picked it up, then went shooting people.
Yeah, but the boredom, was it based on a frustration? Did he think he would die? Did he not care that he would die? Be shot,
no,
and killed?
He knows he's eternal. So no, that's where your Hebraloids and some of your anthropomorphic ones are ahead of the game. They're not afraid of dying, so living is easy for them.
So a lot of people are going to be killing other people because they want to be killed and because they're not afraid of dying.
We did go through it, and we are in dealing with it. We have been addressing it. It has been addressed, and it's flowing just exactly, just like Daniel 7:13 said.
Well, what's flowing? The fact these people who aren't afraid of death shoot people and die and don't go to the guff. That's all happening appropriately.
Yeah. It's making people realize that life has no value, and you're still, if you're eternal, there is no death. There is no death. So dying is nothing. Okay.
All right. Okay, Carol, next question.
If we said it like this, you'd not think it better. It's like if going to the bathroom was death. You go, well, no, I'm just moving my bowels. I'm getting rid of eliminating the parts that I don't use anymore, and I'm not using that, so that's gone, and I get rid of it. I separate myself from it. I take it in, I poop it out. That's no big deal. So is life.
In the show OA, they were dying. The environment they show.
Every time. And it made death me not be whimsical. It made death nothing. and see, and when he got to the, you know, the lady, the cartoon, you know,
yeah.
She was an angel. She was an angel, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if I knew that, but
you could see her wings. You know, when she moved her shawl, there were wings. It's very important.
So people are going to learn. Go ahead, Carol.
Okay.
Now you're getting up to the good part where it's 10, 2B, to 3A. He placed his right foot on the sea and his left foot on the land and cried out with a loud voice, as when the lion roars. This turns into the colossal angel straddling land and sea.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, we went through hugely through that. And now that'll take you all the way back to Psalms 2, 6 through 8. You can do these later. Then you can hear this roaring examples again in Hosea, our favorite. You know how we adore Hosea 5:14 and Job 4:9 through 10. Now, don't forget, there's something to be devoured here. Isaiah 31:4, Amos 3:8. We've done this, and it's in your notes, and this is not what your question is, but now you know more than you did.
I didn't jump to all the Bible references, so I can listen that later.
That's why we're feeling them. No, that's perfect, because we just wanted to put them in your record so you could go, oh, yeah. Because, you know, we were talking about the tiny note, and you were acting like it didn't even exist, and we're like, Amy, we got trouble. If there's no Daniel 12:4-9, then it's really not going to work, you see, because the seven peals of thunder, they have spoken, but do not write them. Remember the thunders? Remember?
Yeah.
Good. Because see, it's been run out all the way out, because those are important, because it's going to tell you what's going on. So now you know to go look at the moon in Hawaii. All of a sudden. But if you didn't have the knowing to know to look, you would never see it. See?
Right.
But now you know. But you had to go through a little bit of stuff to get to that place. And you're happy to do it. You embrace the stuff you like, and you lay down the stuff you don't. We're sorry about the few things that you had to do that you really, really, really don't care for. But we promise in about a moment, you'll be glad to know it. You know, it's like anatomy. Who wants to go through all that? But you still, it's good to know where everything connects to.
Yes.
Why is it important to look at the moon?
Bob, don't get distracted.
Because it's Genesis 14:22.
So, Carolyn, you know, when these people die and there's no death, do they go to a room, an environment that looks like the world we are ourselves, or are they in a different post-Guff scenario?
Well, who created heaven and the things in it, and the earth and the things in it, and the sea and the things in it? Those same oaths that were given, that the angel swore, are the same conversations that you're talking about. So it would be a representation of this world.
They look human. They see their relatives who have died.
Just like the OA.
Right, just like OA.
Okay, and that bitterness is good. This is you talking on. And that bitterness is good. It serves you well, because what it actually does is change the RH factor of your blood. It makes it different. That's what we want to know there. And our question is the change in the RH factor caused by the 144,000?
No, it's caused by Daniel 12:7.
Daniel
12:7.
12:7. Okay, so let's see, little Danny boy. Daniel 12:7. You can just Google this, and there it is, the man clothed in linen.
Isn't it great? Because, see, look, you don't have to know anything. You don't even have to know it. You don't have to do it. And now it's all been cross-referenced. You can just say a word, and it'll tell you everywhere in the scriptures that it is. It's just fabulous. You don't have to know
King
nothing.
James, and I heard the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand unto heaven, and swear by him that liveth, for even that it shall be for a time, times, and a half, And when he shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people, all these things shall be finished. Have not got a clue what that means, Ion.
Oh, the linen is a separation that basically brings to balance. We're trying to talk about balance. And you're trying to decide, like, is this the bad part of Armageddon or is this the good part? Is this the part where everybody dies and we're going to be sad? No, just the bad people. Well, which ones are good? Which ones are bad? We don't know. We can't keep up with all that foolishness. So those that ascend good.
Mm-hmm.
And then they come back and they say the sweetness in the book that was so sweet was the engagement. The bitterness was what reminded you of this little man condition that you want to exit from.
Mm-hmm.
Psalms 119 and 103 as well.
119?
The 119th Psalm and the 103rd Psalm.
And 103. Mind you, the little man condition that you want to exit. Neat.
See, Bob went over this with the Laodiceans. The Laodiceans, he liked them. We don't know why he favored them more than the Ephesians, but he did. He didn't care for the other ones. But anyway, he got the mighty, mighty angel in 10:9 to really pull back and to make literacy plural. And that's why you were able to hide all the stuff, to make the subject matter an anomaly. He invented metaphor. You know, those things that you adore so much, Dr. Dean, that you just can't live one more minute without, that you must have more and more and more of. But you can thank your little buddy Bob for that. Yeah.
But you're saying I was a factor bringing forth literacy in the printing press?
You didn't. You made the big angel do it.
Do what? Bring forth?
Create it.
Create literacy. That would be the manuscript level
plural.
Before the printing press.
Literally, plural. Yes, literacy, plural.
Right, before the printing press, you had manuscripts, writing. I brought that in. So
Now you're racing. Ooh, no, Bob, you're better than thought. He's just a little dickwad. Don't worry about him.
But he created writing, they'd say.
Whatever that means, and you don't even know. We can't read, and he created writing, and you can't read now. So go figure that one out.
Okay, Carol. What was Carol doing back then when I was, or at that timing,
preaching the gospel?
Ah, who was she? John, Peter.
She was represented in Isaiah 5:20. She was telling them the consequences of sin. One spoon of sugar in your mouth, and at death you most certainly shall live.
Isaiah 12:20?
Oh, no, sorry, Isaiah 5:20.
I'm in Isaiah 5:20, Bob.
Well, let's hear about it.
Woe to those who call evil good.
That's a simple statement, Jim. You're known for saying that?
Woe! I say woe! Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter.
Who do they say says that?
Me.
No, we don't know who it is. I mean,
Carolyn.
Yeah, who's it say?
Carolyn was preaching. It says Carolyn, Flora and Dean.
No, it doesn't.
What? You've never seen though, then go get your little buddy Thoth to write the reading right.
Thoth.
So, Carolyn, does it say someone said it, or the writer, Isaiah, says that?
Don't know, Bob.
But that's why you're in the picture with Isaiah, Carolyn.
Oh,
and the sixth angel. And the sixth angel. And the sixth
in the painting.
Angel. Yes, Alos. Alos. We've never given that name before. Alos.
Yeah, and to say sixth angel... What's the seventh angel?
9:13 and 5:2, Revelation.
How can 9:13 be in 5:2, Carolyn?
And 5:2.
Oh,
as well.
That's one of the angels that John sees when you say the sixth angel.
Yeah.
I see.
And it's the same angel in Exodus 3, 1 through 6, and Carolyn's favorite, Judges 13, 22 through 21.
Carolyn's favorite. She never even looked at the Bible. I at least looked at it. I have some familiarity with it.
Yeah, but you never got past Leviticus 16, too, so it's okay.
Okay. Well, that's cute, Carolyn. That's the painting. Now you know where the painting is of. Because you have that other figure in the... Sue Bone claimed it was her. This other figure in the painting, right? In the Sistine Chapel. That's the angel.
Oh, yeah. And, oh, and a newsflash, Manson is not going anywhere, Bob. He's going to be perfectly fine. Don't worry about Charles Manson.
Were they worried about him dying?
Oh, yeah. They were sending flowers and getting ready for the wake and going to bring back James fucking Joyce. It was going to be ridiculous, but he's fine. No problem.
Okay. So is Sue Bone, she claimed she was in that painting. Is Sue connected to Carolyn Isaiah in that painting by Michelangelo?
She's more of a Zechariah kind of guy.
What's that? I know
it's
there is a
book,
Zechariah.
Zechariah 1:6.
Okay. Are there other people?
So that means that it could fit in. She could be a part in it. She could understand that. She could have conversation regarding it. Okay.
Are there other people?
She could know, hold on, we're not finished. She could know Garrett Dean, and you could know Garrett Dean. Right?
Right.
Okay.
Now, is anybody else also in that position Carolyn's in? Of the six of,
Cronus?
What is
Oki Este?
Beg your pardon?
Cronus Oki Este.
That's a person.
It's a thing.
Oh, so if it asked any questions, it would find out it was a sixth connected, well, whatever Carolyn is, she's a human being, and she's connected to the scene of the sixth angel, someone else could be in Carolyn's position.
Yeah, but see, that's what's represented in your OA. Easy, that's enough. The interplay. See, that's why we say you're the most important of all that is as it is, but it's not really all that because there's 100 behind you. So it really doesn't matter. But you're good as those.
There's 100 behind me doing what?
Ready to take your place.
Okay. Next question, Carolyn.
Ezekiel 2. Well, she's busy, bub. Somebody's going to make a living.
Oh, what?
Ezekiel 2, what's that, Ion?
Well, he's all catchy now. So Ezekiel 2 is the reference.
To what?
Well, our conversation was the section of how that applies the pecking order.
The pecking order of the angels?
Of you.
Of me. Yeah, I'll go back to that.
The pecking order, not of the 100 people behind her.
Yes, the pecking order of the 100 people behind her, yes.
Oh, okay.
In the Temple of Solomon in 586 B.C.
Mm-hmm.
That's around the time it got destroyed, Carolyn. One of the temples went down around that time. Right, Aya?
They're all going down now,
yeah.
Bob.
Isn't that when the Israelis go into captivity?
Well, they didn't go into captivity. They asked to be put in prison.
They asked Babylon. They had left Israel.
They asked Egypt. They didn't leave Egypt. They were going into bondage. Pharaoh was their taskmaster, Bob. Come on,
well,
you don't
they
even
They were
know
in
what
Jerusalem. This is after Moses. They're in Jerusalem, and then Babylon or somebody captured them and took them into Babylon. Are you saying that's Egypt?
Well, no, we're talking about before that, Bob.
Yeah, but you mentioned 586. Are they in captivity in Babylon in 586?
Yes.
Okay. Why did you bring up the Egyptian captivity then?
Because that's where they asked to be put into bondage. So they do it again and again and again and again.
I see. Have they done it today?
Before. Yes, they are doing it today. That's the bullshit with the Palestine mess.
Wait, does that mean they're in bondage to the United States?
We don't care.
No, that's they've made themselves subservient, dependent on the United States support and aid. Would that be the same category of being in Babylon or in Egypt?
It always starts out that way. But there has been no other deal since Hosea. The only place where God made a deal with Hosea. So there may be another one. You may cause this to come up again. But so far, that's the last one.
Yeah, what was the deal?
If Hosea would take Gomer, the harlot, back as his wife, then
right.
God would take Israel back as his people.
And that meant that Israel would go into captivity or get
and
out of it?
And would allow 2 Thessalonians 2:5 to apply.
Do they get out of captivity when they make the deal with Hosea?
Yes, they do.
Okay. That hasn't happened yet.
Right. That's why we say it. That's why we're trying to give you crib notes so you'll know ahead of time so you look really, really smart when you're really, really smart. You're not
right.
that smart, but you are easy to make look smart. That's good.
What do you think of that, Carolyn? I can be made to look smart.
Very
easy. I'm a good actor.
He's good at that. He doesn't take it serious, so it's good.
Okay, Carolyn. Next point in the rewrite.
Are you sure you're going to let me talk this time?
Yep.
Oh.
Then I can leave my other job and come over.
Yeah. Stop earning us a living.
There you go.
Bob says, the seventh angel is the guy who comes forward and says, it's sealed, right? Or the seventh angel guides the person who does that. Ion says, yes, it's an angel. Bob says, so the seventh angel helped me do the chart. Ion says, of course. So our question was, is this seventh angel wanting little man to get their power back, giving them an out?
Yeah, that's Matthew 4:4, the Sermon on the Mount, when you can compare in the bread, the milk, the meat, and the honey.
So is the seventh angel giving them an out?
Yes.
Okay. Anything there, Bob?
No.
You're not muted. We're hearing everything.
I know.
No, you don't know. You don't know that.
Anyway, that's why I was quick.
Okay, so that's that. Mute yourself.
Yep.
Okay, those beasts are the representation of the seals. The beasts are a way to describe, mute yourself.
Yeah.
The beasts are a way to describe what they are like because it's up to the human creator to embrace that. You created the hell too, you see, so that's what that is like. And our question are the beasts media / technology?
Well, no, but you could make them that. They're not, but you can make them that. I mean, you had perfect coitus, and you invented pornography. So we're going, okay. See, we can't war you. We don't war you. We're easy. We don't mind. We're jiggy with it. Matter of fact, we pick up and enlarge some of your biggest and best depravities because that allows you to see how it doesn't really make any difference. And that's nice. Nothing wrong with that. It takes the heat out of the fire because so many people judge themselves so inerrantly because they say, oh, I'm ruined. I'm there. I'm a murderer. I'm a killer. I'm a this. I'm a that. I'm that, that, that. Whatever. You know, get on with it. Let's go.
So, Ion, did Ophanel create pornography? Did he help extend that stuff?
No, it was the Marquis de Sade.
Marquis de Sade did it. Right, but so I wasn't part of the person who extended it. That extended
you allowed
pornography
it, so.
Through printing.
You allowed it. You allowed it. You supported it.
I supported it, Carol.
You debaucherous one, you.
Okay, Carol.
Okay.
Doing very good, Carol.
Don't you condescend to me.
Yeah.
The angels are part of the whole fall of man. The whole fallen man is getting lost in the realm of speech, or what Ion says, language, which then becomes divided into all kinds of invented forms of language, which is the later media phases. Question, are the different beasts and horses media phases?
No, not phases. Just don't call them phases. Can we call them stages? Because they change. All the world is a stage. Phases have beginnings and endings, but you can set a stage and then go right back to it and change it, and then go right back to it and then change it and go right back to it. So it's more of a stage rather than a phase. Is that okay to do?
Bob, is that okay to
do?
Yeah,
I like that. Yep.
Bob likes it, Ion.
Well, we just didn't want to, because we can answer the question, but we didn't want to make it wrong and then come back and go all over the crazy stuff, you know.
Yeah, phases are part of the same thing, Carol. Stages are things that are totally different.
Yeah, cool.